Mark Conforti, thank you. Welcome. Thanks for coming in. You're a teacher in the Fox Point Bayside School District?
Correct. I've been in Fox Point for 26 years, teaching several different subjects, but mainly math.
Right. And you're at Bayside Middle School now?
I'm at Bayside Middle School, correct.
Have you been there for 26 years?
26 years.
Wow.
And I've been in the teaching profession for 29.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Based on the cuts that hit the wall a year ago, March, that we're now dealing with, do you think you're going to have a job next year?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Good.
The district in Fox Point is a solid district.
Yeah.
People in Fox Point, the school board, et cetera, they really respect education. They see the importance of education, and they've done a really nice job, I think, of keeping our programs whole.
Right. My son has gone to school
correct.
through your district.
I've
through,
had him.
Yeah, and you had my son, exactly. And he's now a good student at Nicolet, and it's a good school district. I don't know that it's as good as its reputation had it to be anymore or not. I sometimes question that, and I don't know what the measure for that is.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's... I don't see it as changing that much. I think we have good kids. I think we have good parents. I think it's a great school system.
Right.
I would love for my kids to go through Fox Point Bayside.
Right.
So I don't see it changing as a whole. And part of the reason is we get very little state aid in Fox Point, and so... When we've seen cuts in education, I think it's affected other school districts a lot more than it has Fox Point.
Right.
And so we've been able to keep our programs whole. We've seen some of the cuts. We've seen class sizes go up. We've seen now, for example, instead of just focusing on mathematics this year, I'm teaching math and reading.
Okay.
So we've seen little changes that way.
So some cuts in personnel then, too.
So what's happened is, I think throughout the state, is that these cuts have forced teachers to retire. Some of the teachers have left the profession, and the school districts haven't replaced those employees.
Right.
And so it's helped in their budget crunches.
Now, what is the mechanism that's forcing them to retire?
I think the major changes in collective bargaining, the idea that now we're not bargaining our salaries, what we're really doing is we're sitting back and we're waiting to hear
what districts are
going to pay us.
Right.
So we have no input on that.
Right. And that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, because you're
I'm the chief negotiator for Fox Point Bayside Association.
The association, right. So basically what happened a year ago in Madison, you're out of a job now. You can't. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but. I know. It's changed the job.
Right.
We used to go in and chat and negotiate working conditions and salary, et cetera. And now, really, there's very little to negotiate about. Governor Walker keeps telling everyone that we're able to negotiate our wages, which really isn't true.
Uh-huh.
The standard is, you know, CPI, and CPI is what it is. And
now, what is CPI?
A consumer price index,
okay.
And it's set by the state. And so there's very little negotiations that go on,
right.
Because your funds are limited in terms of what you can actually negotiate.
Right.
We used to be able to sit down at the table and talk about calendar and how we wanted to establish the school year for the students and the parents, and that's all been taken away, and so now we've been handed a calendar.
Who makes those decisions now?
It's the school board and the...
Are they educators?
They're in education. Our superintendent actually this year has put the calendar together for the following year, for next year. So they're in control. They're in control of all of it.
Right.
And so we kind of sit back and we wait to hear.
Right. So the notion of taking away your right to collectively bargain seems like such an onerous notion on the face of it. And to know the details of it, it's good. I mean, I don't really know all the things that means. I just know it sounds bad.
Sure, and it is. It's taken away our ability to have any real say in education.
Right.
As a teacher, as a association, teachers now are sitting back and we're waiting to hear what's going to happen to us.
So you're being asked to sort of live in a very paternalistic system or hierarchical system. You're just told to do the work you're told to do.
It's
and
totally
have no influence.
Yes, there's
so
no input at all.
What's the gain? I mean, if you can look at from there, the people who took this right to collectively bargain away from you, what do they gain by taking that away from you?
You know, the big thing is the insurance that teachers have negotiated through the years.
Right.
They're really, I really believe that that's what this is all about. They wanted to try to get at our insurance and try to reduce costs across the state of Wisconsin in education in terms of insurance.
Right.
When we negotiated it, it was a lot of times put on the table and we've had discussions, but there were never really a lot of changes done to the insurance, and so it was a costly product.
Right.
And I think the state, Governor Walker, wanted to get at that insurance to save the district's money, which ultimately means they'd have more money to put towards their salaries, but they limit what they will allow you to put in the salary schedule as well. So it was a way to, I think, to save the state money, and we're seeing that the state is they've balanced the budget on the backs of education is really what they've done.
Right, and that affects you, and does that affect the Fox Point Bayside School District? Even though, as you say, you're not reliant that much on state funding.
You know, we haven't seen the changes yet, and the major reason is we negotiated a 2-year agreement before Governor Walker got in.
Okay.
And so we were actually, we are right now finishing our second year of the agreement. And so we will actually be without a contract for the first time since I've done the chief negotiations in Fox Point starting next year. So we're going to see in Fox Point some of the same things that are happening to other districts across the state.
Right.
For the first time next year. And it's a scary scenario.
Yeah, sure, that must be, because you see what's happening everywhere else, and you have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, were you a Governor Walker supporter?
You know, I was not necessarily a Governor Walker supporter. You'll find this strange, but I had some conservative views,
mm-hmm.
And I have for quite some time, since I've been an adult, actually, and in many elections, I've voted that way.
Right.
But I've certainly changed my tune. With my conservative views, and I've done it for a number of reasons, and not just because what's happening in education and because it's directly affecting me, although that is a major reason for my changes.
Right.
But I don't like the platform and what they're standing for. They seem to be extremely mean-spirited individuals collectively,
mm-hmm.
As a party. They have no regard for what's right, I think, in terms of education. I think, quite frankly, this whole movement is a way for them to try to privatize education.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling for that is because if they can get education off the book, which is a major expense for the state of Wisconsin, they can save lots of money and not have any fiscal issues
right.
in terms of the or for the state of Wisconsin. I think we're seeing that as a whole across the country,
mm-hmm.
is these conservatives come in and really try to balance the budgets and try to do that based on education.
Right. And it's interesting because I agree with you. I think that's a big part of maybe not even a conscious thought, but it's an unconscious thought that they want to try to do. And yet they pay lip service, politicians, conservative and liberal politicians across the board, pay lip service to education. That's our future. Educating our children is our future.
And that's a way to get votes. And,
right.
And what they do is, you're exactly right, it is a bunch of lip service. I really don't believe that they truly believe in public education.
Right.
I think that they would like to privatize it. I think they would like to have more charter schools, more schools where the funding doesn't come from the state. And that it actually falls on the backs of the parents to pick these private schools and then again, like I said, write the cost of education out of the books and
right.
not have to deal with that in the budget. It's unfortunate when we look at it that way, though, that the private schools don't play by the same rules that public schools do. When we look at testing, when we look at the standards that we have for our students, they don't have to follow the same rules that the state actually sets for us.
Right.
And that's another frustrating thing as an educator to hear or to watch a commercial and to see these things in terms of public education versus private and not having the same rules.
And isn't there a whole segment of society that we refer to as poor that then doesn't have the opportunity to seek private education?
That's exactly what goes on.
And poverty is just as inherited as wealth is, even more so, perhaps. I mean, that we sort of confine a huge portion of the population, a growing portion of the population with this economy, to never being educated.
Yeah, and it's a shame because it's the backbone of what America really stands for. When we think of America and we think of early times in America, it was all based on education, and it was all bettering yourself through education. And we have all kinds of programs out there for the wealthy to put money aside to get their kids in education. And the wealthy seem to understand that, that you do advance yourself as a person in the United States through education. Right. Unfortunately, there's people that are born into poverty and you know, they try to make ends meet the best that they can, and they can't afford the private schools. They can't afford these programs where they can put money away and take the tax deduction. And yet we kind of forget all about them, or it seems the Republicans forget all about those people, and there isn't that concern. And I see the Democratic Party a little bit more open and trying to help. And I think that's kind of why I've changed my political views over these years. And I've seen it happen. I've lived it.
You have, because I mean, especially, it sounds like it was that becomes a very emotional thing.
It's totally emotional.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and I think back of how I've bettered myself and how I've become a teacher and the education that I've been lucky enough to have. And it wasn't because I was wealthy. It was because there were programs available for me. My parents didn't have much, and I came from pretty humble background. And I've worked myself through education. I've paid my way through. I've gotten loans and paid those loans off, and feel like I've been successful because of the programs that were available.
Right, because somebody put some opportunities in front of you.
Exactly.
Well, you're a darn good teacher, I think, from my experience of you, and I'm glad your job isn't threatened. I'm glad you're safe there, and thank you also for speaking out, because now I've been to one school board meeting, a couple of school board meetings, and you're fairly outspoken in those school board meetings, even though I'm told you don't live in the Fox Point Bayside area.
No, I don't.
So now are you no longer allowed to speak at school board meetings?
They just changed that policy this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so now you are allowed?
Yes, it was voted in that teachers weren't allowed to speak at board meetings, and the board, with a little pressure from parent groups, decided that it was a valuable piece, and just yesterday night, actually, they voted to allow teachers and parents that don't have children that live in the district, open enrollment parents,
right,
to speak at
to speak
meetings
at,
now.
Well, good.
So that's gone.
Well, that's good. So you have your voice still, and we all have our voice.
Still
so
feel
we
like can I have my voice, up. But I got to tell you, it's difficult to speak up because, with the loss of collective bargaining, it's not a safe place to speak anymore. They, because seniority is gone, they can actually lose any teacher they want. So if you're a person that's outspoken and you complain about issues that are out that the community is facing or the school community is facing, you know, you worry.
You
are
might
there
face
going to be
some retribution,
backlash,
right?
Yeah, on how you speak. But I've been I've been brought up to speak my mind, and it's never stopped me, and it won't stop me.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that are not comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
So it's put a silence on them.
Well, good for you for being able to speak up and for being willing to speak up, because that's, again, one of the things that we talk about the American way all the time, and the right to dissent, mm-hmm, is an important part of the fabric of the way we do business here.
Yeah, you know, and as we move forward, real major concern for me is what's going to happen next year. I think we've only seen the small piece of cuts that are going to be coming under this, you know, Walker budget. You know, last year, the concern I have is last year they made these cuts, and they then gave grants to school districts to meet their needs for that year. And what I'm hearing is that these cuts now, these grants are gone, and so these real cuts need to happen, and you've lost the people that have retired. Mm-hmm. You haven't placed them, so that money isn't there any longer. The grants are gone. They haven't been renewed for the next year, and so some districts I'm hearing are looking at a $5 and $10 million cut for future years, and I think that Governor Walker would love to get this election done,
this recall
as soon as possible, and not have this come out before this recall election, and I'm hoping that the districts are actually going to hear and find out what their cuts are for the next year, because I'm really concerned about.
Yeah, get that information out.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, thanks for coming in and talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
it was my pleasure.
Much.